All right. That is Drive by the artist that is on my platform right now, the multi-talented Sean Kingsbury. He is here live right now. Thank you all for tuning in. This is your host with the most here on air right now for Lady Diva Live Radio. I have Sean Kingsbury here online. Phone lines open if you want to call in. And Sean Kingsbury, are you with me?
I am here. I am here. What's happening?
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday, Sean.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. You know, with all the craziness that's going on in the world, you know, to be somewhere on Monday having a great conversation with you is a blessing in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to live life. You got to accept the little things, you know?
That's right.
Yes, yes. So as we move along, I just want to let all the curious listeners out there know you're more than welcome to call in on my guest line number and give me a shout out. Give Sean a shout out. Tell me how I'm doing. Let me know how I'm doing. I like to know that. So as we move along here, I would like to introduce the listening audience to my guest. Sean Kingsbury is a multi-talented singer-songwriter and producer where he creates a blend of smooth jazz, neo-soul, R&B vibes, which really made me jump out of my seat when I heard his music. So, Sean, please tell me where you're calling from right now.
I am calling from Kensington, Maryland, born and raised in Maryland.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you about that track, Drive. I love it. It's smooth, you know. Tell us about it. What's the story behind the music?
So the story behind that track is kind of interesting. So I play a variety of instruments, meaning drums, keyboard, lead, bass, sing, and been writing and producing for years. But the funny thing is, out of all of the instruments I have acoustic electric guitars, but I didn't have just a straight electric guitar. And I've been putting it off, kept saying I was going to get it. And I just went up to Chuck Levin's, that's the music store, shout out to Chuck Levin's, in Wheaton, Maryland. And I said, well, let me just go ahead and to see if I can pick up, see if there's any, if there's a guitar in here that just really moves me. And it was kind of interesting. This guitar, it just stood out. So I said, let me just play it, played around with it. And the funny thing is, I mean, it just, the sound, I just love the sound and I love the look. So I said, okay, wrap it up. And I took it home. And it was interesting. When I didn't even do research. Normally I do a lot of research, but I didn't. And why does this guitar sound so cool? Right? And then it turns out that this is a GB10, which is manufactured by George Benson.
Oh, okay.
And it's designed by George Benson, manufactured by Ibanez. And I didn't even realize that George Benson had a 40-year relationship with Ibanez building this GB series, which that's why it has this vibe.
Right.
So I said, okay, let me go ahead and just
that
write a
makes
song
sense.
With it. So I wrote the song, and literally that day I wrote this song that day, and I finished it in like 2 weeks and released it. And so it's kind of like a testament to George Benson.
Yes. Yes, that guitar, that yes, yes, yes. Yes, that makes sense. Thank you for that information. Wow. Okay. All right. So as we move along with the show here, Sean, go ahead and introduce yourself. What and whom inspired you from the beginning of your musical journey?
So I got to go all the way back here, right? So
well, you don't have to.
No, I got to go back. You ask,
okay.
Ask and you will receive, you know what I mean? So in my family, we were raised in music, right? My mother, she she, you know, she sang and she always sang. And I have an older brother, younger sister, older brother, Michael Kingsbury, my younger sister, Dion Kingsbury. And so when you grew up in our house, it was lots of music, lots of singing, lots of playing. So before you know it, my brother and I, we were playing. My mother, she sang in the church, as you would expect, right? Back in the days, right? It's just the way it rolled. So, so my brother and I were playing for the church over the years. I started playing drums when I was in about fifth grade. And my brother, he mostly played keyboard. So over the years, my brother and I, at a very young age, started playing for the church with my mother. And then it's interesting how things grow, right? You start off with that base of church and faith. And then, you know, my brother and I, we just continued to play. So we started our own group back then called Check, right? It was a guy that's in the group, Greg Crimes. It was Crimes, Kingsbury, and Kingsbury, C-A-G-K-K, right? So,
okay.
So throughout the years, we had our group and we were playing. And then, of course, throughout those years, we were also playing in several go-go bands. If you're in the Washington metropolitan area, you're going to be in go-go bands as well. I mean, that's the culture of the Washington metropolitan area. So that's where I got some go-go experience and just playing out in a bunch of clubs and what have you. So by the time I was in ninth grade, I was already playing in nightclubs and So what happened is when I got into around 11th grade, my brother and I decided to basically sell our play out equipment. We started to get into recording. So we sold our play out gear and, you know, bought our first 4-track and drum machine, and we turned mom's closet into our studio. And that's where we really started to learn. And then through that period, we connected up with a guy by the name of TJ Thompson. And that's actually, we learned a lot about studio recording with him, and then he worked with a variety of people, from Ghost Brothers and you name it. That we're in the 80s, right? Right now,
right.
We're in the 80s, and so TJ, just so to put it in the context, TJ, he's a platinum producer. He did a song on Immature's album from back in the day. So my brother and I, we learned a lot about recording through with TJ, but then and I'm go backwards again. So while we were doing all of this with, you know, we're still playing in the church and what have you, my mother, she opened a modeling agency in 1970. So over the years, of course, all of her kids are going to model if she owns a modeling agency, right?
You did some modeling?
What happened? Oh, I was first runner up for Mr. Maryland. I was modeling with, you name it. I did the Black Caucus fashion show. I mean, my brother and I, we were looked at as the twin. We were called the twins, right? So we would do a lot. I mean, I was, you name it, from, you know, California, Chicago, you name it. We were doing lots of modeling. As you said, I mean, you grew up in my house. You're just in entertainment, right? So
I was looking at some of your photos, and I said, look at this guy. You know, and I figured you had to have done some modeling because the way you looked, your poses, and just the photo shoots, you know. So I kind of figured that. And your face.
I was not.
Your face.
Well, thank you.
I like, no, it can't be, you know. So that did it right there when you said you did some modeling. I knew it was something there.
Yep. Fun times, right? Fun times.
Yeah.
So what happened, my brother and I, we actually became business partners with my mother. So we went from being, you know, teachers, we're models, to teachers in modeling, to being part owner. And then the modeling agency went on to become a casting agency. So it was King Productions Modeling Agency. And it went on to become KP Casting. So it was a casting agency. We'll cast models, actors, singers, and dancers for film, runway, television. And we had a full We had a commercial recording studio that we built inside the casting agency. So we went commercial recording studio in a commercial facility doing voiceovers and the likes for politicians in parallel.
Get
with
down.
Doing,
okay.
Yeah, basically parallel with doing music production. So it was kind of cool, and that went on to become an independent record label. So then we're working with Harvey Austin. He managed Teddy Riley, Rex and Effect, Keith Sweat.
Okay, there it is.
We worked with Tony Dumas. He was singing with Me to You, and Left Eye's Camp. You know, with the Face Records. I mean, so it throughout that period of time, we just started working with so many people, Island Records and the likes. I mean, it was a fun time, you know. So
wow.
That's the journey. That's the
that
journey
is crazy.
From, you know, elementary school to, you know, modeling, casting agency, production studio, traveling back and forth. I mean, so to give an example, we moved Teddy Riley's studio from Florida to Georgia, right? Because when Harvey Austin, he moved from Georgia, so we actually moved the studio and set it up. Up in Georgia. So, and Harvey was a character. I'm telling you. I mean,
wow.
Harvey, you knew when Harvey spoke. I mean, I got to do my. Everybody has to have a Harvey imitation. He couldn't say a sentence without cursing. I'm not gonna do that. But his voice was like this. He was like,
"Yeah.
You guys got something kicking now." Good time.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that is a blast. A blast from the past. And thank you for that information, Sean. So as we move along, let's talk about this new single, Say Yes. What's the story behind the music?
So Say Yes, to me. So again, live in the Washington metropolitan area without being a part of the culture of go-go music. And like I said, so I played with, in practice, with Lil Benny and the Masters back in the days and several others, right, when you look at, like with Peaches, who she actually sang at my wedding, and she sang with Chuck Brown and the like. So when you look at what I wanted to do was say, okay, right now, I don't know if you heard, now go-go is actually a category for Grammys. So I said, you know what?
Wow.
It would be interesting if I could write a smooth jazz song, but blending smooth jazz and go-go in a way where it stays within its genre, but at the same time just turns into a fun track. That's when I got my buddy I grew up with, Mike Cullen Johnson. We were in multiple bands together. So it was kind of cool, gave me the opportunity to have him come over to the studio, and he played all the percussions on the track, and it was just fun. To me, it's just a fun track. The goal is to, you know, it gave me the opportunity to go back to my roots back in the days when we ran our production company. We had to write all types of music, as a hip hop, pop, gospel, you name it. So I got to, on that track, I'm doing all the vocals.
Yeah.
Including the rapping.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It is a fun track.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to stop yapping, and I'm going to go ahead and spin Say Yes, featuring Michael Cullen Johnson, everyone. You stay in that hot seat, Sean. We'll be right back.
conversation. All we need is a conversation. But in the meantime, and in between time, you work your thing and I work mine. S-A-Y-Y-E-S, baby. When you walk by, you know it's driving me crazy. Shake, shake, shake to the left, hit the right. The way you fit them jeans, girl, tight, tight, tight. Rock it to me.
Monday afternoon, that's everyone. Right. That is by Sean Kingsbury, everyone. And Sean, go ahead and give your website information, social media info, and where this music is streaming at.
You bet. So my website is kingsburymusic.com. That's KingsburyMusic.com. You can, yeah, I'm also pretty active on Facebook. And again, it's on Facebook, it's also Sean Kingsbury. Again, that's S-H-A-W-N space Kingsbury, K-I-N-G-S-B-E-R-R-Y. Also on Twitter, that's S-Kingsb, S-K-I-N-G-S-B-E. On Twitter, and my music is streaming pretty much everywhere. So it's streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, you name it. Every it's on Pandora. Whatever's your flavor, I'm there. And I say I'm always looking to connect with people. And what I like to do is if I can connect with folks. To hear what you're interested in, because what I try and do also is write music based on recommendations from my fans. So if you're interested in something, you know, you hit me up. And also, I also try and provide my fans with music that I haven't released yet, right? So some music that's in the works. And I'm working to have a special area on my website. I haven't added that yet. So we can have, if you're a member as a part of my fan club, we give you special access to actually get some behind-the-scenes music that's currently being planned. So a lot of fun stuff queued up.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So the future music projects are to come. Can you tease us and let us know where at in this year, or is it next year?
Well, actually, now that's another very good question, right? When you say what's coming, so I got short term, right? So right now, I have a collaboration going with Blair Bryant, which was a phenomenal bass player, and mm-hmm. I'll have a song on his upcoming album, and that'll be coming out first quarter this year, which is awesome. And I mean, Blair is phenomenal. I don't know if you've looked him up. Check out Blair Bryant. He's a phenomenal bass player, all-around musician. But in parallel, you know, kind of come into what we talked about when we first started our conversation, which was, you know, when you look at what's going on from a COVID perspective, you mm-hmm. know, kind of, you know, it was kind of interesting early in the outbreak. I got a false positive. I got a real positive recently with COVID, but it's completely different now that we have. I'm fully vaxxed and boosted and the like mm-hmm. versus prior when you go all the way back to like April, right? Which before there was vaccines and boosters,
yeah.
You know, and I got this. You know, the deal came back as positive. And I was like, well, I don't think that I'm actually positive. I said, because no one else in my house was. But I had to quarantine, and something interesting happens.
What?
You start to say, what if? What if?
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
And it got me thinking while I was quarantined. I said, well, you know, there's a couple of things I always wanted to do. I always wanted to bridge the gap between technology and music, because my other life is I'm in the technology.
Yeah.
And what I always wanted to do was bridge those worlds, and I never done that. So what came out of, you know, there's blessings that comes out of risk. What I came up with is I'm going to launch my own music service. It'll probably happen over the next year or so, right? But it's what I'm doing is, you know, we learned something when COVID hit, which is, you know, music is a team sport, right? You know, in most cases, you need to collaborate. If it's a label or what have you, they have to collaborate. And you start to say, well, what are the opportunities to leverage technology today to be able to bring people together in ways without having to actually travel as much? So so what I'm doing is I'm creating a service, which I'm calling Lifecycle 360, right, which is going to really take people through the life cycle of the music creation and release process, but turning it into what I'm considering to be the Uber of music, where it doesn't matter if someone's in Germany or someone else is in California and someone else is in Kensington, Maryland, how I could bring them all together without spending a bunch of money virtually with zero loss in quality and
yeah.
the ability to collaborate and turn into the Uber of music so you can connect to a professional network, right? So now you can
yeah.
see who's available to join this project, right? But
yeah.
then protect the rights. You know, how do you now
right.
protect the rights of folks to ensure that music is copyrighted and it's secured? So taking them through the life cycle of the music creation and release process. And this isn't just going to be for amateurs. This is for professional artists as well to be able to be a part of this, where they can now collaborate securely and
mm-hmm.
to be able to collaborate with people in ways that you can't today. And when you look at the few services that exist to do this today, it's limitations.
Yeah.
So my goal is to make sure there's no limitations in quality. There's no limitations in who you can connect with, and you have real-time ability to be able to collaborate, record, and share, and just support the music industry, right? Let's keep the vibe going.
Well, Sean, I hope the success out of this program does flourish. I'll be watching you and congratulate you on it, on the success of it all. And I hope you the best of luck through it. And you stay healthy now. You stay healthy. Usually when you have those tests for the COVID-19 or the Omicron variant and stuff like that, just remember, just because if you feel okay, you don't know if you're a carrier that might affect someone else differently. So it's good that
yep.
you are quarantined, you know. So
yep.
you have to think way outside the line like that. So you take care of yourself. I'll be keeping in touch with you. I'll be bugging you to see how you're doing. You know what I'm saying? We need you out here.
Well, I'm coming back to talk about once the music service, and two, I'll come back to talk about my next release.
All right. All right. So as we move along in the show, will you be doing any active events online? I'm quite sure doing any live performances physically is not happening nowadays. So if that's in the works, I'm quite sure you will let us know on your website and social media, correct?
Yeah, and actually I am planning, as we get into the spring, to actually start some online kind of like behind the scenes virtual live presentation. So I will definitely reach out to you and let you know what's going on with that.
All right. Thank you for that. Thanks for that information. So what is that ultimate desire, Sean Kingsbury, which you want all the listeners, followers, and fans out there to get out of this new single, Say Yes?
I want you all to tell me if it makes you move. right? Meaning the goal is to have that balance between smooth jazz, but at the same time, a little funk to make you move. I would love you all to tell
got me
what I accomplished. Hey, there we go.
It got me.
Let me know.
It made me jump out of the chair, got me moving around. All of a sudden, I got a spark of energy, that little go-go in there, and a blend of smooth in there. It made me feel real cool, laid back, but it gave me a spark of energy. And I'm like, wow, where'd that come from? You know, so it got me. It sparked me off. So I had to get you on my platform. I wanted to know who you are and where you come from, you know?
Hey, I'm glad that we connected up, and I'm excited to be here.
Yes, yes. So you're more than welcome at this time to give what the ultimate desire, what you wish the fans to get out of this track, or rather all of your music, all of your music.
Out of all of my music, my goal is to touch people. And you know, I've received some interesting like text messages off a couple of platforms. I'll never forget, this one guy said, you know, Sean, you saved my life. Because I was going through a divorce, and he was like, I listened to your music from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, and he said, You touched my life. And he said, I just want to tell you thank you, right? So my take is, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility. We get caught up into the day-to-day, you know, hustle and bustle of life, but at the same time, you got to be able to take time to disconnect or unwind and be able to get to your own place. And what I like to do is be a part of your place to help you unwind and be you, right? Because you always got to give time to yourself.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to do. Just be a part of everybody's life. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear you. And thank you for that. Thank you. So at this time, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those nice and lovely people that have put up with you and supported you through your music journey. Go right ahead.
You bet. So first off, I got to give, you know, shout out to my brother, Michael Kingsbury, who is a brilliant songwriter and producer. My sister Dion Kingsbury, who's also a singer, but she's also a screenplay writer, right? She does horror short films, who has been a part of my life and will always be a part of my life. Of course, my mother, right? Because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for my mother. Mm-hmm. And then you get into Chris Swan, you know, awesome bass player. He played with us in our bands back in the days, and now Chris is doing it up in California, playing with a bunch of highly accomplished platinum recording artists. Of course, I want to give Blair Bryant a shout out, right? Because Blair, you know, he's feeling one of the songs I wrote, and now it's added it to his project. My buddy Kirk Kizzy, who's a producer, and of course my buddy Michael Cullen Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Short for Smiley Bird is his nickname. But I could just go on and on. I mean, it's just I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that are just wonderful. And when you have a bunch of people that are loving, that are in your corner, it's nothing that you can't do. So I just give anybody I haven't mentioned that I know, because I could go on forever, I just will give everybody much love and shout out to everybody.
Well, I'm going to give them an applause that they will keep on supporting you in all your music projects.
Thank you. We're
coming to a close to our show and having all this fun early part of the afternoon on a Monday. Sean, I'm so glad you took out your time to participate, to come on my platform and tell me about your new music single. Any words of encouragement or any advice you would like to give at this time before we sign out?
Yes. So first off, anything is possible. Don't ever let anyone tell you do anything, because all can't is an opportunity to limit your effort. You can do anything you put your mind to as long as you have the passion and push forward, right? I mean, and don't let the day-to-day hustle get in the way of what you really feel you want to do. If you've been blessed with a vision to go somewhere, to do something, you can do it. But you got to put the time in, right? You can't do,
right.
You got to be able to balance these dreams with effort. And you just got to put the time in. So just go forward with your dreams and make it happen, because you can get there.
All right. There you go. Sean Kingsbury, everyone. Check him out online and check out his other music he has streaming. And also, I'd like to ask you about this last track, No Better Time. When was that track released, and what's the story behind the music on that song there?
No Better Time. So that is that song there was really fun. And that one I featured someone else singing on that. I actually featured Tony Blunt singing on that one. And my goal in that one was I was listening to a bunch of old funky jazz music from back in the days. And that's when, and if you notice, that song has a lot of synth in it. And
yeah.
That's what got me to say, you know what, let me go ahead and add some synth in. Get some George Duke flavor in this.
Mm.
And again, let's see if I can get some a little smooth jazz with a little funk to it. And actually, that song has more streams than any of my songs. That one has 17,000 streams on Spotify. And it's just a fun song. And it was just great to be able to have Tony Blunt sing on the song. And we just had a lot of fun writing that song and releasing it. So fun stuff.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Sean, I'm a new fan of yours. I'll be following you for life. You're always welcome to come back on your new music projects. And thank you. You have a blessed day, blessed Monday. Take care of yourself. And I'll say the same thing for all my listeners and fans out there. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for your support. This is Brenda Moth calling from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you all, everyone. Y'all have a good day. This is Lady Diva signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
You just gotta leave with me. Seems so miraculous tonight. You just gotta roll with me. Ain't no better.
Baby,
when you walk by, you know it's driving me crazy.